This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Coming from the text line, 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch is in the building as well. But there are a couple of texts here, Clint, as we were talking about the first base situation with Christian Walker. One text in, Walker's defense has been excellent, though. Another one is, the only saving grace for Christian Walker is his defense. The guy is a gold glover at first base. So maybe you can treat him like we used to treat Martin Maldonado. Stick him in the nine hole and just keep them in
first base for his defense. Very different.
I think my
gold
biggest
glove first baseman, like a great first baseman. Well, I'm not saying it don't mean nothing.
Newly was that whenever he started.
So
sucking,
was Abreu.
You got
wasn't Abreu that as well?
He wasn't bad. I mean, you got to hit. Jack,
he's definitely the best defensive first baseman we had.
Yeah, the coolest tattoos.
Here's the deal. We see what defense means with this organization.
Yeah.
I mean, we got guys bouncing all over the place. I mean, in critical moments last year, we saw Diaz at first base.
What is going on?
So, yeah, look, I mean, I get it. I mean, if you're a defensive-minded guy, that's fine. But, I mean, this team, one, has shown us that that is not going to take precedence over getting bats in the lineup.
And I can assure you, Dana Brown and company didn't bring him in here for his stellar first-base defense.
Yeah.
I kept it real.
Look, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine, Dana. I hear you. I'm going to be fine if they're patient with him. I'm just saying, man, you start looking at all the different factors, man, it shouldn't shock anybody if they don't get real impatient real quick.
Yeah, they're going to get patient with him. But, I mean, they're going to be patient because they got $20 million a year to be patient with him because they already paying somebody else $20 million a year that's in Florida. Or I'm not sure where Jose Abreu is. Maybe he's still giving a go somewhere. But, they're going to be patient. But you passed that all-star break, Clinton, and we still in – In this situation, getting close to the trade deadline, then you know there may be some things. But listen, yeah, he's not in there to play no damn defense. This ain't catcher, shortstop, or center field, where those are you take a little less at the plate. Now he was here to hit fourth or wherever he's supposed to hit behind Yordan Alvarez. That's what the hell he was supposed to be here to do. And right now, there are a good, and I may be kind, 7-8 guys that should be hitting in front of him. He was hitting in front of Jake today. Jake's hitting 3-0 something, maybe 3-10. Jake should have been hitting in front of him.
Khakis.
DeZinzo, these nuts, should be hitting in front of him.
Got him!
They finally move Yiner up. I mean, and Yiner's not knocking the cover off the ball, but he should be moving up, hitting in front of him. And not because of his stellar defense.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
He's a shortstop. Maybe that's something different. All right, news from the Astros as well there, Clint. This coming through earlier today. Boy. Ronel Blanco has elbow soreness and was sent back to Houston to be seen by team doctors. What's going on? What is going on? I'm not going to lie. I was listening in the loop earlier this week because they were kind of reacting to the Hayden Wesneski injury, who also popped up with Was his soreness, discomfort? No, it was
sore.
Yeah, it was right elbow soreness.
It immediately ended up swelling up. Remember on the off day or whatever, he said he knew something was wrong then?
Yeah.
Red alert.
But they were reacting to his soreness then, and they were saying, I know there's a lot of elbow injuries going on around around baseball right now. We see Tommy John a lot. He said, but I just wonder, is this a league thing or is this an Astro problem? Because we're seeing a lot of guys that come through with the Astros. And I just said to myself in the car, I'm like, I don't know, Reg. I was like, man, this is baseball. Everybody, hell, it's like you almost waiting for a pitcher to get one, maybe two Tommy John surgery. But man, what do we got? We got him. We got Wisniewski. Hopefully this with Blanco is nothing big, but he's now popped up with it. Garcia, Javier, whatever the hell's wrong with JP France. I think it's more shoulder than elbow. Verlander when he was here. Lance, obviously. That's a lot of dudes that are popping up with this elbow situation. So I still think it's just kind of the tenor of the game right now because we're seeing it a lot, but it has really hit the Astros a lot.
Well, it's hard to not think. I mean, just the sheer number. You can count four or five that's happened in the last, calendar year.
Yeah, Wisniewski, Javier, Garcia, Urquidy.
Blanco now.
Just soreness, at least. Tommy John. Verlander and Lance has been on a three-year odyssey.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, so it's hard to not kind of look side eye the Astros, but this is a time in Major League Baseball. I've heard several baseball heads talking about it like this, and it's not just this year. I mean, it's this generation of player just going up there and how hard can you throw it? How hard can you spin it? There's a different approach to pitching, and it's been that way since this generation was 11, 12 years old, and so you're seeing the product of that. I don't know how much of it is Astro specific versus just this generation of player, but I know as an Astros fan, I'm sick and tired of it.
That's hopefully this is, I mean, I would imagine elbow soreness with their issues, they're probably not going to mess with it. I'd imagine he may go to the IL at the very least, skip a start if he's having right elbow soreness. So hopefully it is not what happened to Hayden. And Nail is back at some point this year, but that's one to keep an eye on. But he has complained of elbow soreness, and not just is he sitting there. They sent him ahead yesterday to go back to Houston to meet with doctors. By the way, breaking out of the NBA, Clint, wondered how long they were going to take with this, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA, wins his first NBA MVP that has just been announced. I'm certain he'll probably get awarded that game too, and that's coming off a big win from him, over 30 again, and he deserves it. To me, Jokic made a late push. Those two were the top two players this year, but he made a late push. But SGA, man, just him and that team, best team, 68 wins, leading scorer in the league, had an incredible run. I haven't seen a player get to 30 points as it appears as easy as he does every night since Carmelo or KD when he was younger. Like, he is just getting there easy. So well deserved to SGA.
Absolutely, man. He's been fun as hell to watch. And look, I understand the Jokic deal. I mean, the numbers that Jokic puts up. To me, the Jokic thing is very similar to Lamar Jackson. Like, is if you just
every year,
I mean, every year he's gonna put up the triple double. He's gonna do things that we've never seen anybody do from an assist, rebounds, and points perspective.
At his size,
and they're around him. They're built where they're probably gonna win and make runs in the playoffs. And so, you know, that every year it's very clear why he's more than likely going to be in the MVP hunt. But when you get a guy who puts his team at the top of the league all year long, to your point, I mean, it's almost a disappointment if he didn't score 31.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I looked at the line last night in the first playoff game was 31.5 on underdog for him. I mean, so
you probably thought, well, I'll take it.
Yeah. And they scored 31. So, I mean, anybody that, unless you're just trying to debate to debate, on this one, boy, you got to be happy for the guy, man. He did big things all year long.
Brandon Scott coming up real quick. Is SGA a little Scottie Scheffler? Does he bring you? You enjoy him? Because a lot of people are complaining about his game, talking about he's just a foul line guy.
Well, if he plays, the thing is he plays on a championship caliber team. I mean, you got a supporting cast that's really, really good that draws attention. You got a defense that's nasty. You know, you got other guys that when you can't tote the water, they can. So it's kind of one of those things for me. If he was with a team that was a 500 team and he was just out there scoring 31 and just.
Like he was before.
Yeah, it would be easier to see, right?
Yeah.
But now he just, you know, to me,
you don't see him as boring.
No, not at all. For me, he's not one of the guys that play, you know, like Steph Curry for me personally, like my taste personally, but I got to believe that just NBA heads love to watch him. The ones that if it's not their team playing, love to just watch NBA. I got to believe that they love
mid-range game is refreshing.
Yeah.
Brandon Scott, little Texans report, maybe a little Rockets in there too. We'll talk to him coming up next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.